This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Heating back up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Before employment can come back, America's factories are going to have to crank up. And this morning, the Federal Reserve said that's beginning to happen. Industrial production rose in July after falling in 17 out of the last 18 months. The gain was 0.5%, which doesn't sound like much. But Richard DeKayser, president of Woodley Park Research, says this is really important.
Industrial production is one of the four ingredients that the high priests of economics use to determine when the economy is in recession or recovery. So this adds more credibility to the argument that July is a turning point pulling out of the economic recession.
And what was responsible for the jump? Mainly car production. If only the news were that good at Boeing's factories. The company has confirmed that earlier this summer it ordered a shutdown in production of part of its troubled new jet, the 787. This is the plane that's 2 years behind schedule, plagued by production problems. Alex Hamilton is director of research at Jessup and Lamont. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What's the latest problem?
The latest problem is that there's a fuselage component being made by one of the Italian vendors, and it had tiny wrinkles on it. So apparently they had halted production on June 23rd until they find a fix for it.
Tiny wrinkles. How tiny a problem is this for Boeing?
Well, Boeing claims that it's not a problem because it's not going to have a material impact on the program. It's not going to have a material impact on the schedule or the cost. So, you know, those are usually the requirements for disclosing something.
Is this a big hurt on Boeing, or are we going to be saying once the 787 finally gets flying, because there's all these orders already, are we going to be saying, oh, what a big success, and this will be forgotten?
You know, I don't know. I think what people do forget, though, is at the end of the day, this plane is potentially a game changer on many levels. The aircraft is composite, an all-composite aircraft has never been done before. And then it's also a game changer in the fact that they are outsourcing everything. I think time and time again, they're having issues with the outsourcing.
This plane, as you say, is all composite, this high-tech material. But, you know, when you're about to get in an airplane, you don't want it to be a first-time achievement necessarily.
Yeah, and, you know, I would wait a year or two to fly in the aircraft personally. But, look, safety is their number one precaution. The last thing they're going to need is an issue. So I'm confident in the fact that Boeing is doing this, and they're not going to fly it until it is flyable.
Alex Hamilton, director of research at Jessup and Lamont, thank you.
Thank you very much.
A list just came out of the most highly paid CEOs in America, compiled by a private research firm. The top guy is at the asset management company, Blackstone Group, and then there's a bunch of oil companies on the list. The one that surprised me was number 10, the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, made $71 million last year. He must be good. But he could not turn a profit last quarter. Abercrombie & Fitch reported earnings this morning. They lost $26 million. Seems Wall Street's getting nervous about the big run-up it's had. The S&P 500 is down 1.5%, and the NASDAQ down even more than that. The Dow has lost 137 points. It's now at 9,260. European stocks are down 1%. Asian markets were modestly higher earlier in the day. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates low this week, saying it's not worried about inflation. And this morning, a government report backs that up. Consumer prices were flat in July. Overall, prices have fallen significantly in the last year, but the drop in oil prices is responsible for a huge chunk of that.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
Yesterday, we told you about that weak retail sales report for July. Americans basically not buying stuff. But occasionally, a product comes along that seems to strike just the right balance. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith went down to the shoe store.
What if you could get in shape just by wearing something? That's the sales pitch for MBTs.
Okay, so we're going to set your heel back because
MBTs are funny-looking athletic shoes with thick, rounded bottoms. You kind of rock back and forth on them. Company trainer Rich Rowe says, if I wear them, my back will stop hurting, my stomach will stop pooching, and my legs will look more like Heidi Klum legs.
And just start walking.
Wow, okay.
So new muscles are being engaged on the outside of the ankles. Peroneals are getting stronger.
Homely as they are, toning shoes are the fastest growing category of footwear. Reebok, Skechers, Curves, and Avon all have versions. They're not cheap. They can cost a couple hundred dollars. But marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan is not surprised to see them taking off, even in a recession.
As marketers, we're always looking for more benefit bang for the buck, and the recession calls for even a heavier dose of that. Get in shape without setting foot in a gym. Like, who doesn't want that?
In other words, now that we're strapped, we want our stuff to do more stuff. Hence the next big trend in toning shoes, making the clunky styles look good. FitFlops is focusing on that part of the market. The flip-flops tone your butt and legs in runway-worthy styles, says spokeswoman Katie Neiman.
The Electra, the sequin-smothered one. The Aurelia is a kind of corseted gladiator. The Snugger, which is a snow boot. Felt clogs and suede boots.
FitFlops expects sales to jump 70% this year. And MBT, which came up with the rounded heel concept, is rolling out a new set of styles next year that they say people can proudly wear in public. Marketer Mary Lou Quinlan says if toning shoes get pretty, she's sold.
I feel like, why not go for this? It might work. That's just it. Maybe it's hope. Maybe this is like cosmetics. You know, you never stop hoping that there's a quick fix solution.
Quinlan says people will always pay for a quick fix. I mean, getting Heidi Klum legs while you walk to the vending machine in style, that's recession marketing gold. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And because we have a website, you can watch Stacy walking in a pair of those toning shoes at marketplace.org. There's also a feature there called College Confessions with Marketplace staffers talking about the biggest money mistakes we made when we were college freshmen. Stocks are still falling. The Dow is off 141 points at 9,256. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good Friday and a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.